Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You heard Eamon mention seagulls and Galway hospital patients there in the news just a few moments ago. Fine Gael, Councillor Frank Fahey is with me here on the line today. Frank, I'm sure you were surprised to hear about this story, first of all.
Not at all, not at all. We have a major problem with seagulls in Galway all around the city. It's not just the Galway clinic. People got to understand that this time of the year, for starters, is nesting season. And by nature, seagulls nest on flat cliff ledges. And a lot of buildings, newer buildings are being built across the country, have flat roofs. Ideal conditions for seagulls to nest. And the major issue with seagulls is they're protected species, for starters. And they've sort of become city birds by virtue of the fact that people are feeding them. And, you know, they're scraps and they're extremely noisy. Extremely noisy. And for people living in city centre locations or even in rural areas where somebody's actually, if neighbours of yours are feeding seagulls, you cannot sleep at night with them, particularly during the summer. You can't open windows with them. But they're a major issue in cities like Galway and even Athlone and any coastal towns around in the country. I'm not sure what the solution is, but I think we as people have to change our habits as regards, you know, they're a wild bird, they're well able to look after themselves. I know people have made the argument that, oh, there's no fish in the sea. But I know a lot of the seagulls that I see in Galway have never been to Salt Hill, never mind out to the Arden Islands. You know, they live exclusively in Eyre Square, all hours of the day and night, feeding on takeaway food and even during the day. And we've had incidents, and a relative of my own was walking up Shop Street one day and was putting a sandwich during their lunch break into their mouth, and the seagull came and literally ripped their lip.
God.
Take the sandwich and
out.
We have a shopping centre in the city here where there's a seagull constantly on duty watching people coming out with trolley full of food, and he will swoop and he will take your steak or your lamb chops with ease. And he's hardly the one
seagull now, Frank.
Oh, probably not, but sure, they're all related. they're a very intelligent bird.
Yeah. But it is interesting today, though, isn't it, to hear that the Galway Hospital or the Galway Clinic have actually sent a warning out to the public, you know, about these aggressive gulls, because they are nesting within the vicinity of the clinic as well. And, you know, they've highlighted as well in recent weeks where occupants of cars in the multi-storey car park at the clinic had to deal with angry gulls, which I'm sure as a patient of the hospital, sure, it's the last thing anyone needs.
Well, yeah, that's understandable. But you know what I mean? And it's unfortunate that it has come to this. And I know we've been dealing with an issue in Galway City where an individual has been spreading porridge along the streets and feeding pigeons and seagulls, and at night time the rats. We have a major issue with rats, and I'm sure we're not the only city with it, and our executive are dealing with it. It's taken them a long, long time to actually deal with the issue, and you know, I raise it at every council meeting that you know, people should refrain from feeding wild birds. They don't need to be fed.
This is the problem,
hard times when you have frost and snow in the winter time, but generally this time of the year. But some people just empty the contents of what's left after their dinner out onto the green, as well as in housing estates all around the country. And I don't know, what's the solution?
We want to hear the solution maybe from some listeners today. Frank, will you stay with me for a moment? 1800 453 106 is the number, because Annalee Lila, biologist, environmental and wildlife consultant, is with us here on the line today. I heard one Dublin councillor Anna earlier this morning suggesting we need to send out hawks on patrol to try and ease the seagull problem. Is that the solution?
No, of course it isn't. How do you know the hawks will go for the seagulls? So the seagulls, those herring gulls, because they're not seagulls as such, they're different species. And the herring gulls are bigger than the hawks. If I was a hawk, I'd go for something smaller. And then you'd have to send out hawks that actually attack birds. So there's only the peregrine falcon and the sparrowhawk that attack birds. The others attack mice and rats and things like that. So that wouldn't work. No, that wouldn't work
at
all.
So what will work?
Well, I mean, I agree wholeheartedly with Frank. It's our fault. We are feeding the pigeons. We are feeding the seagulls. We are feeding these birds by throwing our own food out. And I mean, I know he's told us about the person who was spreading the porridge meal on the streets, and the rats were doing coming out. No, you wouldn't feed your chips to rats. You would think, I'm not feeding the rats. That'd be horrible. But we somehow think giving it to the birds or throwing them the end of your chips is grand. That's all right. You can do that. But the thing is that you're teaching the gulls, who are very clever creatures, that humans are a source of food, and if we don't produce the food quick enough, they will take it from us. Now, there is a second thing, and he pointed this out as well, about the breeding season for birds, and if the gulls have their nests on the flat surfaces around the hospital, they will be defending their young, and this is a separate issue from the feeding. And in Skerries in Dublin, they actually got a derogation from the local authorities, or from the National Parks and Wildlife Service, to actually make sure the eggs didn't hatch by pricking them so that they didn't actually survive. But if you take away the eggs, the gulls will just lay more. So there is a procedure in place if it's absolutely considered to be essential for the breeding. But you can't stop. There's no accounting for the behaviour of people. And people think, oh, the poor birds, we need to feed them. And the birds quickly learn that humans are a source of food.
True, they've adapted to our behaviour. Why are they protected, Anna?
Because worldwide they're exceedingly scarce. I mean, they're not scarce if you're sitting beside a roof and there's 10 or 100 of them. But on a worldwide scale, they're a gull that's around the northern part of Northern Europe, and their numbers have declined enormously in the last 20 years or so because of the decline of fish in the sea. These gulls used to follow the trawlers. They used to eat the guts and things that fishermen, when they were gutting the fish coming home from their fishing expeditions. But now the trawlers, of course, don't work like that. The fish are brought home and they're not gutted at sea. So all that source of guts and entrails and things aren't available for the gulls. And then the cliff tops, when the places where they should be having their nests are being developed for golf courses and developed for housing and all kinds of things like this. So the places where they might have been nesting are being reduced as well. And being clever birds, instead of having the decency to become extinct, they come into town and say, ha ha, we know who caused it, we're getting back at them.
Yeah, there's plenty of food and shop street.
And very annoying. I mean, I can appreciate it's bad enough to have to go to hospital and be worried about
their
health.
The thing.
But then having to worry coming out about being attacked by
this
bugs.
Thing, yeah, coming down to you in a multi-story car park. Stay with us, Anna. Emer's on the line. Emer, you're in Galway. How big of a problem are they?
Is that me, Andrea? It's Lisa. Are there an Emer on the line as well?
Yeah, we've an Emer, I think, with us in Galway. Oh. You can hear me, Emer. You can.
The worst I kind of saw there was during COVID when everybody was eating outside. And that was mental. Like, they were kind of everywhere and right beside you, kind of really hassling you for a bit of food, you know, and fighting amongst each other as well. And I remember 20 years ago, I was in St. Ives in England with my small kids at the time, and I bought some ice creams for us, and I turned and the guy said to me, watch out for the seagulls. And I hadn't even noticed them until then. And when I turned around, I saw a seagull swooping down and grabbing a bag of chips off some fella, you know. So they were just absolutely
a nuisance.
You couldn't go out for a meal or anything in the place because the outdoor restaurants, the seagulls were lined up, you know.
Yeah, and that's obviously a big issue in Galway where, you know, between Shop Street and right down to Quay Street, you've got so many bars and restaurants with outdoor and, you know, kind of outside dining facilities. It'll be a problem into the summer, I'm sure.
I know, but I'd hate people to get nasty either about them. You know, if they are a protected species, it's our fault, isn't it? I mean, the amount of kind of food that's available to them. I mean, this is training them, isn't it? So I suppose what you could do is maybe put up signs to educate people to kind of say there's a reason why you shouldn't feed the birds, you know, kind of thing, because I'm sure people think they're being nice, giving them a bit of grub, or feeling hassled. I mean, I felt they can really put pressure on you to feed them, you know what I mean?
Jesus, like, yeah, don't.
You might be throwing a bit of food to get them away from you, you know?
Yeah, I never see people actually feeding the birds, but what you do see is that you have the bins full heaving and overflowing, and then you have people coming along with their empty whatever wrappers or packaging, and they discard that by the bin, and then you have a problem. What about you, John? What's your experience?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
I have very good experience with seagulls because I worked on the hospitals in Galway on the roofs for 6 years with the ventilation ducts. So I'll try and explain to you what goes on.
Do, please, John.
Up on the hospital roofs, you've got supply and extract fans, and they blow out warm air. And that warm air, of course, attracts, this is a great place for a bird to live. The roofs of the hospitals are all flat. And this time of the year, the seagulls, we used to work on the ventilation, so we'd be on the roofs nearly every day. And all the hospitals used to service the ventilation ducts. Now, I'm retired now at the moment, but we used to get attacked every single day. But we got used to this. And they got used to us as well. After a couple of weeks, they wouldn't be quite as bad. Some of them would be worse than others, but they'd have a lot of chicks to be on the roof. They'd be running around the flat roof, big chicks. You know, they'd be brown seagulls. But yeah, it's just the roofs, it's an ideal spot for them.
And when you say, you know, that they would attack, John, just what would happen? What would they do?
They'd never touch us. They'd fly in at you and they might come in close to you and that type of thing. But they never, ever hit us or anything like that. But in Galway, the humans are a lot of the problem. Years ago, we had a dump. Years ago, you remember, there was open dumps. There was out in Carra Brown, the city council, there was an open dump. And the rubbish was just tipped into a big hole. And that's where I had millions of seagulls out there and crows every day. So that's all gone now. So they can't eat out there. Galway Bay, there's no fish in it hardly. The fish stocks have been decimated. And then you have...
plenty to eat in Shop Street, though.
Well, yeah, you want to see it at night time. 2 o'clock in the morning, a Saturday morning at O'Brien's Bridge or Air Square, when Supermax and McDonald's and all the people come out of the pubs. And, of course, they're well on it and they're dropping sack boxes. And you couldn't. I used to go in to collect my daughter from town and I couldn't get over the amount of seagulls on the streets. There'd be hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And they'd be as loud as hell because there was food all over the place. You know, but it wasn't food that people were throwing down. It was people that were just having a load of jars of beer. They'd buy a snack box or they'd buy a Chinese one. They'd throw the punnish on the ground and the seagulls are there and they clean it up. You know, so I don't know what...
It's a Saturday night buffet for them.
I think people are overreacting to a certain...
Well, I don't know. Some of the texts here today, John, from people. Let's see, I think we've got Lisa's with us. Lisa, good afternoon.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Who's the problem here, the seagulls or the humans? Is it all our fault?
I think it is, after listening to all of this. I do think that there is an abundance of food around. One of the issues that's definitely happening here in Galway is just on refuse collection, when it's a bag collection, the seagull is so smart now, they know if they rip the bag that the contents is going to be like a jackpot for them. So it's really hard to get the timing of the litter and refuse collection before the seagulls are out, because they're just there all the time now, and then it's all over the footpath and on the streetscape, and then it's a battle then to get it cleaned up between business and residents and then the refuse companies themselves. So I think the seagull has outsmarted the human.
Oh, it's getting to the point of being absolutely ridiculous, isn't it? Like, if we could just get the rubbish picked up and stop dropping it around the place, it'd probably help to nearly cease the problem. What about you, Jackie? What needs to be done?
Well, I don't know, is there any one solution, but I do know from working out in Cadiz in a particular hotel, and every morning there'd be a guy with a hawk and he would come in and he'd spend maybe an hour, 2 hours walking the beach near the hotel, and it ended up that none of the seagulls would come near the hotel then till later on in the day. But then they had these kites flying overhead as well that looked like hawks. So, you know, they had awful problems in this particular hotel until they started doing that, and it seemed to kind of control the whole situation.
Yeah, this tells me that apparently Crow Park at some point have done the same thing on match days to try and deter seagulls. Yeah. I don't know how.
But we do case, have but... to change our habits. This throne, and you see it all around in rural areas as well. People throwing stuff out of car windows. And, you know, food everywhere. Mm. And I see it in Galway myself as well. Just throwing, you know, just people just throw stuff. Now, maybe sometimes the bins are full or whatever, but there's bad habits and we have to change our habits as well.
Listener says, I'm constantly looking at people feeding swans at our local harbour, and from what I can see, that draws the swans ashore, and they're semi-domesticated in some instances. This texter says, it's very simple, just stop feeding them. This is a problem where the people are throwing the food out onto their lawn, and the seagulls are coming then, and they're wrecking the houses. They're also, it's attracting rats too. This is going to be the next huge problem. Mutant birds, says this texter. 087-1400-106. That is the WhatsApp number. Thanks a million. That's Councillor Frank Fahey there in Galway. Also, John, Lisa, Emer, Jackie, and of course, environmental and biologist consultant Aina Nilouna. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.